There was no way I expected Candace Owens to respond, okay? But she did.
This is the Andra Segovia Show.
This was around the same time that Eric Finman, CEO of Freedom Phone, was on with Tim Pool. I was not aware that he was on Tim Pool, because just that very weekend, I called out Candace Owens and Eric Finman. And it just so happened, I'm not a Daily Wire member, so I did not see the episode where she's interviewing Eric Finman. There was a segment that ended up dropping on YouTube sometime later, but she had interviewed him, and I'm like, this, I'm gonna call him out. I tagged them both on Instagram. There was no way I expected Candace Owens to respond, okay? But she did. Basically, what I posted was this. I took a screenshot of Candace Owens' tweet, and I circled the fact that she was tweeting from an iPhone after she said she was pushing, she put her SIM card into the Freedom Phone, and she advertised it as such, okay? So apparently in her interview, this is her, it's not mine. Well, I should guess you read it. So I called her out on it, but I tagged Eric Finman. I've been trying to get that dude's attention, and I refused to go on Twitter to do so because Twitter is just a mirroring account that I reopened. I'm not active on it. That's why I don't know if anybody's leaving comments there until I reopened it just before I started recording. So then someone's trolling me and trying to, like, insulting me. It's like, yeah, you don't know jack crap, so joke's on you because you don't know. So this is what she responded to me. If you watched my show and my interview with Eric, I discussed that he sent me and my husband only one phone to sample and we share it. I have two phones, always have. It's not a scam. The Freedom Phone is great. And when the second phone comes in, I won't be using an iPhone ever again. I would never scam my followers, so I'm annoyed at the insinuation. I have a bit more integrity than that. And I'm reading straight from my DMs of Instagram. Now, I did do a lengthier response to this to her, to which she did not respond back on those. Her, along with Just the News, have been the only ones that have gotten back to me. I have yet to hear from Eric Finman. I wasn't expecting hearing back from him. I was expecting to hear back from the Gateway Pundit because I was kind of being loudest with them. And it's because I'm on some of those platforms that I'm going to be touching on in a bit where the Gateway Pundit also is. And one of the, I think, is the editor there, Jim Holt. I've been trying to get his attention. It's like, Eric Finman's been lying to you. So I probably have to clip this out. Or maybe I'm just going to respond from my studio instead of being in my gym gear to be more official. Because as I mentioned, the only ones that have responded to me thus far have been Just the News, a news outlet. I asked for some information on my very first day that I covered this back on July 14th. And they were the first to respond. Thank you so much to them. I have my concerns. And Candace Owens, all say here what I intend to respond to, and I'll probably prepare it a lot better for if and when I do my main response in its own video from the studio. Because I like Candace Owens, don't get me wrong here. And for those of you that don't like her, I don't care. That's not, we might disagree on things, but I like Candace. I do believe her, along with every other outlet and influencer that have been pushing this, with the exception of a few that I don't know, because I can vouch for Dinesh D'Souza and I can vouch for Candace Owens. I believe they were genuinely duped by Eric Finman with respects to this device. And I think the facades that are cracking for Eric with the podcast he did with Tim Pool that I just recently saw. I didn't know he did that one. So then I saw it, and I did see the pushback from Tim. I must say, I actually disagree a little bit on Tim complaining about the phone being $500. As a business owner myself, from a business standpoint, acquiring a device, software support, and software engineering for that matter, building an operating system from the open source project of Android, and supposedly your own app store, and collecting all that, however you're doing it, packaging, marketing, that all costs money, okay? That all costs money. So I understand that. And when you're going to say that thing, oh, $500, that's a lot of money. But you have no problem spending at least $1,000 for an iPhone and then climbing up to $1,500. No, it doesn't make sense. Galaxy devices, they're all expensive too. Unless you're going for the A series. The S series and Note and the Folds. I'm talking about $1,000, $2,000, $2,500 depending on what you're getting. So, no. $500 in the grand scheme of things, I actually think that's fair. If from the business standpoint, that is what he's doing. The thing is, that's not what he said. And you see my episode on this one, the official Freedom Specs, I point out the contradictions from Eric Finman giving three different specs spec summaries to this device. The very one the Gateway Pundit published the very first moment this thing was announced. Then what he said to an interview with them about the device. And then when he ultimately went official with Tim Pool. And then he published in his website a couple of days or a few days after I called out Candace Owens in that Instagram story and Eric Finman. Now, Eric Finman hasn't blocked me on Instagram. I'm not going to Twitter to try to reach out on Twitter. I won't even be taken as a legitimate source. But look, honestly, I'm even stunned that Candace Owens will respond to little old me. But I made a very strong claim. I say, how much are you getting paid to push this thing? Because that same weekend that I reacted that way, and I'm sorry I had to react that way. Honestly, I didn't want to react that way, but I did because Mr. Who's the Boss dropped the video and gave some more background that I couldn't get because he had the economies of scale and technical know-how to get to those things. And I was mind blown. It's like, don't tell me you're in on this too. So I called her out. Her response, it actually made me feel a little more on the lines like, that's the Candace I know. And she's standing by a product that she's held and believes in. So here's my response in summary. Candace, I never said the phone itself is not real. I said it was a scam. And what I mean by that is that the device that you're holding and the second one that's intended to arrive to you is not what the snake oil man was selling. He's contradicted. He can't keep his story straight across all interviews, including with the same news outlet, about what he's selling. Does the phone have a 32 megapixel camera or a 48 megapixel camera? Oh, it's a 13 megapixel camera. But you said it was a quad core setup. How did it go to a triple array? How did you say it was going to cost $450, but you're charging $500, but use a promo code to drop it to $450? It should be dropped like $400. You said it was $450, but then you raise the price and then promo code brings it down if someone knows to get a promo code. You know what? Let's do this in real time. Gonna open a tab here. Let's see. Have they updated anything else? I'm not gonna open the spec sheet. I already covered this thing, unless it's contradiction. But see, there is no information about what the Freedom OS is and how it does it. There's no trust is baked into Lineage OS. So that's how I suspected this was Lineage OS from the get-go. Other people suspected it was Calyx OS and Graphene, but like, no, I pushed back on that because those are more for pixels than they are for any other device. Maybe one Xiaomi for Calyx, but other than that, that's it. And it says large store, 6-inch screen. The specs of this thing, everybody assumed it was the UMIDG A9 Pro, and I contradicted all that towards the end. It's like, I think we gave it too much credit. It's not what that is. So here's something that wasn't here before that was after the specs thing came up. This part, full refunds and returns will be processed within 72 hours upon emailing our support team. That must mean people were waking up to the fact that this thing is not what he promised. And people started reaching out because I reached out to freedomphone.com. They haven't responded to Mr. Who's the Boss, who has about 8 million followers. They haven't responded to me, that has a handful, a couple of thousand followers on YouTube, about 3,000 across some other platforms. So, yeah, no, they haven't responded to me. And the specs, bare bones, like I said. So, I tagged Mr. Who's the Boss in my video, and I said, yo, man, I think we gave too much credit. I think everybody did. We gave too much credit that this was the Pro phone. It wasn't even any of those. And it was made evident when the spec sheet dropped and in conjunction with what Tim was saying, like, I don't think this is that thing. So again, I did not know that he was on the Timcast. I don't follow Tim Pool. I'm familiar with him, but I don't follow him. I didn't know they were discussing that. That very weekend they were recording that podcast though is when I called out Candace and Eric. Eric didn't respond to me, but Candace did. which is an even bigger deal because, like, again, someone with nearly 4 million followers on Instagram responded to little old me. I mean, that's huge. That's huge. But I did voicely loud my concerns. So I believe, Candace, that you've been duped. Dinesh D'Souza, you've been duped. I don't know who that other Anna Kate is. Never heard of her. She doesn't know what she's talking about. So for those of you that claim that I don't know what I'm talking about, stay in your lane, or how Walter says to Donnie, you're out of your element. You're not in the tech world. You don't know what you're talking about. Stick to politics. When it comes to tech, you news outlets and conservative influencers, stop pushing the device. I can't say this, that after I applied pressure in the 24 hours, I saw, and just the news responded to me within hours of me posting my video on Rumble. They responded to me and gave me the podcast, just like every single other conservative influencer and outlet out there. They would interview Eric Finman. Even this goes the same for Tim Pool. They would have an interview anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, or in the case of Tim, that was a little bit longer. But they'll spend a snippet of it on the Freedom Phone itself, and maybe at least three quarters of the entire interview to talk about big tech and all the other stuff. Not really talking about the phone. The only one that actually talked about that very thing was Tim. Again, recently saw it. But everybody else, like, starry-eyed. Like, no, you should have asked the technical questions, but because they don't have any technical know-how, they didn't know what the heck to ask. Those are the questions that I had immediately when I saw the ads. And we still don't have those answers. So until Eric proves us wrong, this thing's a scam. Candace, Dinesh, you've been duped. Dump those phones. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Andre Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to stay in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, or you never know, it could be an episode all on its own, you can message me at any of the social media links available at my website, www.theandresegovia.com. Also available there are all the directories where you can find my show. Remember to also follow me on YouTube and Instagram, where other exclusive content resides. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the program. I'll see you on the next one.